If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
BJ and Jamie.
Something's up. Something's up. Something's up. Oh, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the program, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC Studios, Denver, Colorado, Alice 1059. And on the Odyssey app, you can get us there, too. It's free. Put it on your phone. Take us anywhere you go. And the podcast later on today. Welcome. It is a Wednesday. Going to be very windy today. You're not going to lose patio furniture, but it's going to be windy today. Good morning, Jamie.
Hi.
Why are you so dolled up this morning?
I'm on the Bible, I'm not. You know what's funny about what you're saying is that I went to sleep with my hair damp because I took a shower.
Yeah.
So the reason why it's all like pinned up is because it was going 8,000 different ways.
Oh,
look,
okay.
Watch, I'll show you.
All right. Show me. I know you can't see this on radio, but
I'll show you.
I'll give you a description. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's hideous. Oh, that's crazy.
So that's what.
That is wacky.
I know. That's
yeah.
That's, see, that's how I woke up this morning.
There's a look there that I'm trying to put my finger on it.
It's
okay.
Like a
there's somebody.
It's like a. It's a, like
seen,
a 3-year-old toddler with her hair
that just
everywhere.
Got shocked.
Well, yeah. it's almost like some celebrity that I've seen before that we all look at the video and say, man, she's on something. There's something wrong with that woman. There's something wrong. That's what it kind of looks like
to
me.
So that's why it's in a bun.
Yeah, because normally, now, let me show you how observative I am as a dude,
okay? All right.
And then you're going to see me in a whole different light, okay?
All right.
I've noticed over the years when you've got your hair up, normally it's because you're about to apply makeup or something.
Or have a meeting.
Or you have a meeting.
I have a meeting. If I put it up, then I don't really have to do it, but it looks like it's done.
You know what it is, though?
What?
The facial aesthetics has kicked in.
It has.
That's what
it is. Doesn't
it
look good at
that,
snatched?
You know what? That's what it is. I put my finger on it now. You walked in here this morning, the face, all those flabby places on your face, and those wrinkles, and those caverns around your eyes.
Yes.
They're all gone.
I know. And that's a compliment. I know. I'm taking it.
That's what it is.
Because I even looked in the mirror today, and I was like, damn, it looks good.
It does look good.
It's weird because it just kicked in where I can't move my forehead.
Yeah, I'm getting turned on.
look, I can't.
No movement at all.
That's okay, though. It's okay, though, as long as you look good.
I know, but I just don't think I've ever had it not move this much, so it's kind of giving me a little bit of a panic attack.
Well, they overdid it just a bit. They didn't overdo it.
Just
you were a good project.
I was a case. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, so that was...
Man, I'm excited.
Why?
Today is the day. you know, I've been dreaming of winning that, winning one of the lotteries.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to win tonight.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got, you know that vision board thing you talk about all the time?
I do, yeah.
I've really taken that to heart.
Did you make one?
Because you and your friend, Lori, friend, Lori, made a vision board, and you guys are thinking positive about going to Black Hawk this weekend.
Right.
You're
going
to win money. And I thought, man, you know what? I should give that a try.
Well, I just don't know about hers because she put the poop emoji all over hers.
Well, she's not serious.
Well, no, she's playing craps.
Oh, craps. I get it. Poop, craps.
I just made that up. Anyway, funny. What? All right, so go ahead. Back
you
to
know, that when you get those injections in your face, yeah, you're funnier.
It really. It goes right to my brain.
You're funnier. Yeah. No. I bought $50. $50 in Colorado Lotto tickets for tonight's drawing.
$50.
I've never bought that many tickets in one purchase ever. I went to Jackpot.
You're really feeling it.
I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
I'm feeling it. It's $10 million.
Remember, Jackpot didn't pay out that lady.
Well, that's in dispute. There's something going on with that, but they've paid out others.
Yeah.
I still trust them. Okay. I do. Right. But I bought $50 worth, and the Colorado Lotto tonight is $10 million. It never reaches that.
No, it's huge.
I've never seen it reach that, ever. Usually 4 or 5 million is huge, okay? But it's at 10 million.
10's a good day.
And it belongs to Beej.
Wow. You want to share some of your numbers? Yeah.
Well, I feel like that's going to jinx me.
Just give us one.
And I feel like somebody might write them down and go get that ticket, and I got to share it now.
Just give us two numbers.
Yeah, just two.
All right, 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven, okay. Nice.
I love Slurpees.
Yeah, okay. I know you do. Yeah, that's solid.
That's how I pick my numbers. I love Slurpees, so I went with 7-Eleven as two of the numbers. Okay. So don't steal those, folks.
Right.
All right.
Wow, I think you are going to win. I feel it. Now, you do have to make the vision board. You can't just do it in your head. You have to actually get a piece of poster board from the Walgreens and put stuff up there.
Mm-hmm. What? I have to go to Walgreens.
Well,
and
get a science fair. Like, you got to display it for everyone to see it.
What are you talking about? You
got to make action. Board.
I thought a vision board was just in your head.
No, it's real life. You got to cut stuff out like a collage from fifth grade.
I don't know if I feel like doing that.
You have to. If you're not going to put that kind of effort into it, then
you don't deserve it.
I mean, is that worth $10 million? You go to Walgreens?
I will tell you, and this still to the day is the craziest thing on the planet. So sometimes, like, you know how you, you create like that. So anyway, I don't know what the word is I'm looking for, but I put on my Facebook a long time ago, if I could just live in Colorado on a river with a cabin, my life would be made. And then I put the picture of this cabin, and it was right on the river. Guess what happened 2 years later? Boom!
Here you are.
Yeah, I know.
She put it out there, but it's all physical.
Right.
It was a picture, it was a vision, everything.
Guess what?
What?
I'm headed to Walmart. Walgreens. Where am I going?
Walgreens. It's easier to get at Walgreens. You don't have to look.
Yeah, I'm going
to
go to Walgreens.
Right down there.
I'm going to go get the board today.
Okay.
I'll make a board today.
All right.
Me being rich. BJ Gates.
So are you going to be like in a Cadillac with the top down hookers and stuff? What's it going to look like?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to bling it out.
On a yacht with cash just everywhere. Yeah.
And I love hookers.
You can go to the Michaels section of the scrapbooking. You know? Michaels, they have scrapbooking section. It's all like money signs. I think they'll even have a sticker of a hooker.
No kidding. Wow. I got projects to do today.
It's a busy
BJ's
day.
BJ's going to be a millionaire. Speaking of which.
It's not Fester, it's Manifest. Thanks whoever texted that. You know, you fester it.
I'm festering. That's a good old Southern term.
Right?
Yeah. All right, when we come back.
Wait, you were saying something and I interrupted.
I was going to mention here, did you see the money that Bill Gates is leaving his kids?
No.
All right, we'll do that when we come back, okay?
Doesn't he just have a daughter?
I think he's got 3 or 4 kids.
Oh, he does?
Yeah. I think that's because what I saw in the picture.
That daughter is, she's a jumper, a horse jumper.
Yeah.
And they fly her horse everywhere.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's worth, what, $150 billion or something like that? Well, and he's one of those guys, much like a Warren Buffett and those guys, that's always said that I'll never leave a fortune for my children. Okay.
Oh,
well, his will got disclosed.
Oh.
Okay. So we'll get the truth.
Gotcha.
Truth. All right, we'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, yeah, there you go. That's the sound of Mumford & Sons. We have tickets to give away. They're going to be at Red Rocks. And we have your tickets coming up this morning at 7:20 for your chance to win. Let me just quickly say this with the Bill Gates thing, okay?
Okay.
We were talking about money. I bought tickets. I want to be a part of that Colorado Lotto tonight for $10 million. I need a vision board, according to Jamie. I need to get over to Walgreens. Get myself a board. Maybe even go to Michael's and step it up a bit.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, get in the scrapbooking aisle.
A lot of these billionaires out there, you read where they're going to give their kids minimal money because, well, they want their kids to make it on their own.
Correct.
It's not like they've been cuddled all their life or coddled, whatever.
Yeah, I was like, do I correct it? Nah.
Yeah. they've been coddled all their life. And so that they, but now they need to make it on their own. Bill Gates has been saying probably somewhere around $8 to $10 million per kid. Three kids, right? And he's worth billions. The rest will go to charity, I guess. Well, I guess some of his will maybe leaked yesterday. I think that's where this information came from.
How did it get leaked?
I don't know.
That's weird.
It just, something came out yesterday, and I just saw the report, and nobody's denying it, so I think it's real. But they're saying that he's got in his will that each kid will get $500 million.
Well, that's not 8 to 10.
500, and you want them to make it on their own. What a liar.
Actually, I'm seeing it's way, way more.
Really?
Yeah. So he's estimated worth is $101 billion, uh-huh. Right? Well, it says, I guess they get 1% of his net worth, which adds up to be $1 billion, close to $1 billion each.
So each one of them get $1
billion? Yeah.
Now I'm even more mad.
Yeah. $1 billion
well,
each.
The numbers are all over the place because I'm seeing where he's worth $160 billion. It doesn't matter. The bottom line is this. When these guys say they're not going to give their kids anything, and you and I have said this, Jamie, if I were a billionaire, yeah, my kid would get that kind of money. They really would. I wouldn't give it all to charity. I'd pass it along.
No, but I still like the idea and how, well, sorry, but this is how I have it set up. Whatever my kid makes, my estate matches his income.
Which is cool. Yeah. I've heard about that.
Right.
Like that.
So I hope he doesn't make, you know, millions of dollars because he's not going to get that.
Well, no. But I'm talking about after you're gone.
No, that's what, after I'm dead, that's what happens.
Oh, so the estate matches that.
Yeah. So whatever he makes.
See, now that's a fair way of doing it.
Right, because it'll make him, that's what Bill should have done.
Bill must not be that smart.
He's not that smart.
Yeah,
because it motivates your kid to, like, you know, try, right?
But handing your kids
$500
million. I mean, come on.
Right.
I mean, what are you, geez, that's
crazy.
Where
did I go wrong? Bob.
Yeah. Can you imagine just...
Don't you think that way too?
Yes.
I do. My dad didn't have a damn penny to his name, man.
Well.
Died dead broke.
My son called me yesterday. He goes, how bad is it about the stock market? And I go, well, remember that whole plan where, you know, you'll get matched? Yeah, you're not going to get matched anymore.
Oh, I bet you was devastated.
Well, you should have it written up so that whatever he makes is matched by the stock market.
I mean, I'm like, you're going to have to owe money when I die.
Oh, man. Bad. All right, the big story yesterday, the Nuggets. They let go of the coach, Michael Malone.
Why would they do that?
Well,
they said the general manager and the coach don't get along. They don't get along at all, right?
Well, they fired them both.
I know.
Yeah.
But wouldn't we keep one or the other?
Mm-hmm. I walked in this morning, Jamie, and I had not seen anything except he was fired, okay? That's all I'd seen. And I'd been looking in a lot of places to try to find out the reasoning. And I even told Carson. I walked in and I said, well, here's the bottom line. It all adds up to me that the players and Michael Malone are not eye to eye right now. And the players don't like him. And the players, including the Joker, has gone to the management and said, we're done with this guy.
Yeah,
we're done.
For sure, Jokic knew.
So it was something inside the locker room because not one player has come out to defend him.
Which is
not
weird.
One.
Yeah.
So,
I was watching, you know, Nine Sports or whatever, you know, one of those things. And they said that the GM and the coach have been arguing and bickering forever. And they just don't get along. So I was like, as a player, you're probably like, okay, I'm done with you guys.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You know who Woody Woodpecker Page is?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, Woody Page. He was on ESPN yesterday, and this is what he had to say.
Stan Kroenke and Josh Kroenke didn't make this decision without going to the greatest player in the entire world, and that would be the Joker, Jokic. Are you okay with this move? Jokic probably, in a surrender mode about this season, said, yes, let's try anything. I think they're trying anything. It's a last gasp effort to get something out of this team.
Don't they just have like 3 games left before the playoffs? Yeah. Something like that, right?
It's only 3, yeah.
Yeah, only 3 games. Make this move. It's unprecedented.
I liked him. I really liked him a lot. I thought he just seemed so nice. I don't know him. I've never met him. He just seemed so nice.
That's crazy. And he got that nugget tattoo after they won the championship on his shoulder.
That's going to be all screwed up. Because, you know, the bottom line is this. You know, if Jokic would have gone to Kroenke and said, do not fire him or else I'm out, they would not have fired him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So.
That's the bottom line. And again, yesterday I saw no player, not one player came out to defend this coach. So that tells you right there, they weren't seeing eye to eye at all. And headed into the playoffs, they just wanted a fresh start.
Yeah, that what a sad story, though, because he was such a legend. You know, he's won the championship and all that, you know.
I told Carson this morning, I said, you know, it just tells you one thing. Anybody can be fired.
Yeah, that's true.
Without a doubt.
They'll move on without you. I mean, this guy won a world championship for you just a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
You can his ass.
I know,
and they're making the playoffs
this year. And
they're
fourth. Yeah, they're ranked fourth in the country. And that's not good enough to be ranked fourth. Yeah.
That tells me that Kroenke guy's a jerk.
Or Jokic is. Somebody is.
All right, we'll be right back.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
I never understand these ransom people, like what they go for. They went after NASCAR.
Yeah, they're missing with the good old boys.
But
that'll get you in trouble. That'll get you beaten up. You know, they fight in the infield.
Yeah, they do.
If they get a hold of you guys out there trying to get this ransom, they'll kick your butt.
But I'm just saying, like, out of all the companies, out of all the, you know, things, they're like, I know what we're going to do. We're going to go after NASCAR.
You know, I think what they do, Jamie, now, I don't know this. I'm not a hacker. But I think they just go through the systems and they look for weaknesses.
Yeah.
And no matter who you are, they come after you. Our company's been hit a couple of times.
Yep. And we had to pay the ransomware.
Yeah. You got to pay it.
Yep. So a ransomware gang known as Medusa claimed on Tuesday to have stolen sensitive information from auto racing giant NASCAR. In a post to their dark web blog, Medusa alleged to have in its possession more than 1 terabyte of data, demanding $4 million from NASCAR. They have a countdown timer up that indicates that NASCAR has 10 days to pay the ransom or risk having its data leaked to the public. Now, I'm trying to think, like, what would be harmful to have leaked from NASCAR? The only thing that I would think would be if I'm, let's say, 7-Eleven, right?
Yeah.
Who's 7-Eleven's competitor? Maybe I should pick.
Circle K?
Okay, how about Pepsi and Coke?
Okay.
All right, so I'm Pepsi and you're Coke, right?
Right.
And the only thing that would maybe be really harmful is if they see that I paid half as much for my sponsorship for NASCAR as you did because I have a favor with them or something.
Yeah.
That could, like, maybe make some people mad in advertising. They're like, wait
never
a minute.
Thought of that.
You guys said that we were paying equal parts.
Yeah, that would cause you to lose a lot of money potentially.
If you see some kind of thing like that.
That contracts between the drivers and how that would upset some other drivers, you know, if they saw something. I don't know.
It says, let's see here, other options would permit the company to extend the deadline for $100,000 per day. Or allow anyone to download the data immediately upon paying the $4 million ransom. They're saying that there's the internal documents contain names, phone numbers, email addresses, NASCAR sponsors to scan of invoices. I don't know. This just doesn't feel like it. I don't know.
It doesn't seem that big.
I mean,
maybe they got their spark plug gaps. And they know exactly what the gaps are.
What? I don't know what you're saying.
Oh, that's car talk.
Oh, what? Yes, what, car what talk. About it?
They have gaps with spark plugs, and that could be top secret stuff to make you run faster.
Right.
Maybe it's some internal stuff like that with the engine components. I don't know.
But if NASCAR has it, then they already know about the spark plugs.
I'm just saying.
Okay, fine. I mean, internally, a team maybe, but it's NASCAR's overall data.
Well, there's got to be some. Although I will say this: when I first saw this, $4 million for NASCAR is not a lot of money.
No, it's not.
So if you really got some details, that's really secret stuff, you would ask for more than $4 million.
Yeah.
Hell, I think the ones that hacked us asked for more.
Did you just say hell?
Yeah, I did. Oh, wow. I'm so sorry. And we're so close to Easter.
We are so.
Oh, just so close.
Yeah. Isn't it Palm Sunday? Palm something? Saturday?
Palm Saturday?
Isn't it Saturday something?
Palm's Passover is coming up.
Is it Passover? Saturday.
Yeah, I think maybe, I don't know.
It starts on Saturday.
Yeah.
There's a thing.
You would think I would know because it includes a big feast.
And
I love food.
Not only that, haven't you been reading the Bible?
I have been reading the Bible.
Does it say something about Saturday?
No, the Passover thing's not really a Christian thing as far as Christian highlighted.
Highlight.
I mean, we're quite aware of it, but
I feel like
it's not something that I...
Spadil's
got
his hands up. Supposed to be having snacks on Saturday or something.
I'm seeing this thing. It says, in Jewish tradition, Psalm 92 is traditionally recited on Shabbat, which is on a Saturday.
It's Shabbat.
Yeah, marking the beginning of the Sabbath and is also part of the Kabbalat Shabbat service.
That's right. I remember Shabbat.
Shabbat?
Yeah, I would go like this. Shabbat, Shabbat. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Shabbat. Yeah, I dated a Jewish man for 7 years, and he didn't think I was funny either. We did have Shabbat dinner, and I can remember that I sat next to him, and all of a sudden he started talking in tongues. I was like, "What in the hell is that?" But it was Hebrew.
Yeah.
And
we had
Gilda fish, and he's like, "It's Gevelta fish." I'm like, "Gilda fester." I don't know. All the words were weird.
I've never caught one of those fishes.
Yeah, me either.
I don't know. Where do you get those? Chatfield?
I don't know. It's crazy. Yeah, Chatfield. All right. Let's see here. What else was I going to tell you? Oh, Blake Lively, man. People don't like her.
No.
It's going bad.
It is going really bad. Another co-star that she named in the accusations has denied her allegation and kind of went after her. He said her insinuations regarding my qualifications are offensive. She went on and said the only reason why he was hired is because Justin Baldoni, you know, was BFFs with him. And he's like, what are you talking about? I'm an actor. And so she went after him, and then she said that she wanted extra clothing during a birthing scene or something. And he said, regarding her costume, it included a full hospital gown, black shorts, a torso-covering prosthetic to make her appear pregnant, and in addition to whatever personal garments she chose to wear. He's like, so I don't even know what she's talking about.
It's bizarre.
It is bizarre.
It is. And it's such a big money lawsuit, too.
Yeah,
it's just $400 million.
Well, that's his, Justin, against them. Yeah,
but I mean, it's just, and it seems trivial to me. Here's some of the stuff.
I think that she was doing a smear campaign towards him, and never saw him coming back after her. Never.
No, she didn't think that he would fight at all, and he would just go away because Ryan Reynolds, Blake Lively, it's a power couple,
right? And that he would just lay down and die, mm-hmm. right? And just go away, and then she'd drop it later or whatever, and then she'd end his career. But he came back hard,
and I don't think it's helping either one's career.
I agree with that.
No. Yeah, I think it's damaging both parties here. Yeah. Nobody's winning in this, unless you win the lawsuit, I guess.
But, I mean, it was pretty, like, epic that he put up all her messages and all their phone calls. And
he just said, here.
Here it is.
Here's the receipts? Here you go.
Here's a website. Go and I was like, wow, he's coming in hard. Britney Spears is firing back at critics who say that she looks like hell in a handbasket.
There's a new video morning.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
There's a new one. I don't know if we have it or not. Do we have it, Spadil?
It should be in the Vox Pro there.
Yeah, it's not.
I got it right here.
All right.
I really want my nails back. I bit all my nails off like a I want my nails back. And I guess I should just go get nails and do it. I swear to God, I don't want to. It takes forever to get your nails done. And my bangs are pretty. I need... I know. Fancy. Ooh, mama.
There you go.
It's about her nails again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're back.
This is day two of her nail game.
And yesterday, now I saw TMZ posted this, that again, she has broken up with the prison boyfriend.
Yeah.
I saw that.
But they say it might be officially done because he went and got all his stuff out of her house. Even he can't take it.
Yeah. And he's been in the big house.
Yeah.
So. He can handle prison. He can't handle her.
And he has like 12 kids, right?
Yeah. And she gave him a G-Wagon.
Yeah, she did.
I would have stuck around with that.
Yeah, so it says they have been split up for a while, but I guess he came and got all his stuff, all his personal items from her house. By the way, it is freezing in here, and I did that. I'm so sorry. yeah, he took all his personal items from her Los Angeles home, and I don't know. Her teeth are also all whack-a-doodle, dude. I don't know what's going on. We shouldn't have freed her.
Yeah.
I feel bad. But I don't think your dad should have, and that girl should have control, but I don't. She needs some help. She needs some meds. Definitely. Something's going on. And then finally, Beyonce fans are really mad because their ticket prices have been lowered. So all the other people paid full price, and now they've been lowered.
Yeah, you're just stuck. I mean, you got the tickets,
I think,
right?
I would be too, though, wouldn't you? Yeah. I mean, if you had these ticket prices that were sky high and then you can't sell tickets, so you drop them.
Yeah,
I think I'd want some of my money back, too.
It's like when you buy something and then it goes on sale.
Yeah.
So sad, right?
It does.
All right, I'm done.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes. which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
There you go, tablet track.
BJ and Jamie. 720 for Mumford and Sons. All the sons will be there, right?
Yep, all of them, even the stepsons.
Steps, Mumford and Stepsons.
Yeah, they're gonna be there too.
That'd be a great day for a band.
What time did you say again? 7:30.
7:20. 7:20. Could be 7:30. You know me.
Yeah, I know. Right. Whatever.
I sometimes forget. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Did you see the story about DIA and the expired tags and the tickets written last month? Is that crazy?
Uh-huh.
Right, I got a couple of takes on this. First of all, if I'm the people,
well, tell everybody the story though. First.
Oh! Let me just play this. Yeah, okay. Sorry about that. thank you, Jamie. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I was just you and I talking there for a minute. Oh yeah. Let me tell the story first.
Right.
After a short drive through DIA's East Economy parking lot, we found several vehicles with expired tags. A lot of them from Colorado. Others from out of state. None of the travelers we spoke to had any idea expired tags could be ticketed here.
Well, I mean, I think traveling is stressful enough, and finding your car and leaving the parking lot and getting back, and maybe they should just give everyone a break.
We did not see any citations being issued this afternoon, but last month, DIA had one of its busiest months ever for the number of citations written, more than 1,600. That's the highest number since January 2024.
Holy cow.
Man.
1,600 expired tags, tickets written, and DIA in 1 month.
But think about how fast it is. You don't have to deal with the owner or anything. You're just like,
yeah.
You know?
And each ticket's like $100 for expired tags. Now, here's the way I see it. I agree with that lady in the story there. I think it's a game, okay? I feel like if I leave my house with expired tags and I'm headed out to the airport to fly home to see my relatives
or
whatever.
You're in a safe zone?
It's a game. It's a game. I made it. You didn't get me, okay? You can double the fine. You can make it $200 if you catch me on I-25 or 225 or E-470. But once I get to the airport, that should be a safe zone, man. Right?
Yeah. No, so they can even write a ticket for out of state, huh?
I
never even realized that.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, that's weird. Huh, I don't know why.
A little pushy out the airport, aren't they?
Yeah, they're going to give us a bad name.
I literally thought that if you made it to the airport with expired tags, you're good.
I did
you're
too,
good.
Kind of.
Like hide and seek.
Yeah,
you gotta make it to home base.
You just don't feel like they go out there to write tickets. Like, yeah. They got too much going on out there.
And the police obviously aren't. They're not writing the tickets. It's DIA that's writing the tickets.
You think? Do they have the jurisdiction to write tickets?
Yeah. So there's a DPD officer that they asked them, like, why do you guys go out there and write tickets? And they're like, we're actually not the ones writing tickets. DIA has the authority to write tickets for expired tags.
Those bastards.
Yeah.
So it's not even the cops.
So the revenue goes to DIA?
Yep.
Huh.
That's a good move on their part. That's $160,000 for 1 month.
If I'm Denver, I get my ass out there because I want the revenue.
Here's another thing I thought too when I saw the story, Jamie, is that if I'm DIA, I don't even let this story out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because now you're sending a warning out there and people are going to go get their tags. That's going to hurt your revenue,
or
man.
Get Ubers.
Yeah. It's going to hurt your revenue. You made $160,000 last month on these tags being expired. Don't tell anybody.
Well, they have to pay for goat yoga. Remember if they
and
have
the
all,
ice skating rink that
the
they
ice
have
skating
every
rink.
Year.
Yeah, they have all those different things. Yeah.
Well, I would assume they'd have the authority because they're part of Homeland Security and all that. I mean, the airports are pretty damn serious.
Yeah, but here's the weird thing. If you think about it, they're not taking away that income, right? Because people get their tags. But now it might even be worse because people are going to get Ubers, so they're not going to pay to park.
Yeah. I'm talking about the income for DIA. If
that's
the income
what I am,
goes
too.
To mm-hmm. DIA, they are losing income.
Right, I'm agreeing with you, and I'm saying now they're getting an Uber, so they're going to lose the parking revenue.
Yeah. Okay, so that on top of... Oh, that's got to be...
See? It's a double whammy.
They shouldn't have said anything. They should have just keep it between them and laugh. Go into their offices and laugh. Like, look how many tickets we wrote today. That's averaging over 50 a day.
That's crazy.
50 a day that they're walking around the airports slapping tickets on cars.
When did this become a thing?
I've been out there before with expired tags. I've never gotten a ticket for it. But I've been out there before with it.
You're riding dirty?
Yeah, I rode dirty with my BMW for a long time.
You're riding dirty with that thing with your Takahara airbags.
Yeah, I'm dirty, man. I kind of like it.
Don't
though.
You ever just have a panic attack and think, like, this could go off and kill me?
Yeah, it doesn't pop in your head.
Every day. So, what's your point?
Not motivating enough.
What's your point?
Right? Right? Who cares if that thing goes through my sternum?
Big story this morning, and we talked about it just a few minutes ago. The coach for the Denver Nuggets has been fired. Michael Malone, gone. Gone from the Nuggets. It was announced yesterday. It started to come to light, though, that there was something going on in that locker room. I don't know what it is. How many games in a row had they lost?
Four.
Four in a row.
Yeah.
And the playoffs start soon?
In three games for the Nuggets anyway, yeah.
Three more games left, and now they fired the coach, fired the GM. I mean, they cleaned house yesterday.
Yeah, that is just so bizarre.
I wonder.
He just seems like a guy that you'd want to go have a beer with, doesn't he? You know, he just seems like he's not cocky. He's not, you know, he just seems like
Especially during the parade. He was having fun with the guys, and it was just, it was all cool.
He could be my friend, but now he's gone.
Yeah, now he's out of here. All right, this is Josh Kroenke, okay? This is the old man's son.
Well, not only him, but isn't his mama Walton?
Yeah, I think so.
So he's mega rich.
Is that right?
I don't know.
I think his mom is a Walton. I think his mom is the daughter of not Sam, but the other brother. Sam.
And Walton Kroenke.
Yep.
Wow. She's a Walton, huh?
She is a Walton.
So Josh has got it made.
Yes. I didn't even know that part, but I watched Josh yesterday. I thought, I didn't even know what he was saying because I'm thinking one rich kid. Man.
Yeah,
like one rich kid.
Add
right there.
Kroenke to Walmart.
Oh my God! I had no idea. Yeah. This guy is loaded.
Yep.
Here's what he had to say yesterday. This is Josh Kroenke. He kind of runs the team, man.
Having observed that group over a period of time, there were certain trends that were very worrisome to me at different points in time, but they would get masked by a few wins here and there. We've lost our last four, and we're trending towards a direction that I thought would probably be.
And by the way, my mom's a Walton.
And I talk in a monotone voice all the time with no inflection. Sorry, go ahead.
I don't know what the hell he said.
Well, he's really not interesting to listen to, is he?
No, no, he's not.
They basically said because everything's going the way it is and it was getting toxic, they're just doing this as a last-ditch effort to get what they can out of this season. And then
he also said, which I thought was interesting, he also basically said, this game is about money. I mean, he says it in a different way, but he's like, it's about money. And so this isn't, you know, working for us.
Yeah.
I was like, damn.
And the team, man, the team hasn't said a word.
No.
So you know they're behind it, too.
Well, Jokic for sure knew.
Oh, you have to.
He's the number one player in the country.
Yeah, you had to know, right?
Yeah.
They've not said a word.
I actually have a friend who has season tickets to the Nuggets games, and he sits right behind the Denver Nuggets bench. And he has pictures of Stan Kroenke sitting there just like observing with like a little pad, and he's just writing down, and he's sitting next to Jokic's agent, and this was 2 weeks ago, and he speculates that that's like when this whole thing kind of started.
You have a friend.
How come he's never taken you to a game?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What's his name?
Brad.
Brad sits right behind the bench, and he noticed the fallout 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and he posted pictures on his Facebook of Stan sitting there with his little pad.
And he's your friends, and he never invited you to a game?
Like season tickets.
Yeah, season tickets. He's never invited me,
And you're
me,
a Nuggets fan.
Yeah.
And you guys are friends?
Yeah, I love the Nuggets, and we're friends, yeah.
It is weird.
Well, Brad, huh?
Brad.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it seems like Brad knew before any of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he did.
You and your friends.
Yeah. Brad's on the pulse, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are connected. You are connected.
Okay.
Yeah, so do you think, now let me ask you this. Do you think, because you're a Nuggets fan.
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to go far in the playoffs?
I think that they could win the first round depending on who they draw in the matchup, but they won't make it past the second.
Here's my theory. Depends how mad they are at the coach and the GM.
Yeah.
If they have something to prove, like, look, we didn't need that guy anyway, then they'll go further.
Chip on their shoulder.
Yeah.
This could be a spark plug.
Yeah.
This could really get the team going. But did they lose a player?
It could be like Murray's out.
Murray is hurt.
Okay,
right now.
I thought they lost a player. Yeah,
hamstring. You know.
Yeah. Damn, Jamie.
Yeah, you know everything.
No kidding. You're just like Brad.
Just call me.
Finger on the pulse.
First of all, I didn't even know what player's out. I didn't know the injury at all. Man, Jamie White, dude.
There you go.
All right, Mumford and Sons ticket, 7:20 for your chance to win.
BJ and Jamie.
Look at me on time. Look
Whoa,
at me.
What
Look
the?
At me. Well, 2 minutes late.
Yeah, I was
2 minutes.
Say,
That's not bad, though.
It wasn't perfect. It wasn't perfect. All right, here's the deal. Mumford & Sons at Red Rocks. It's going to be July 21st. Love that venue. If you are caller 19 right now, you get to see Mumford, the Sons, and even a bonus. The stepsons are coming this time.
Wow, yeah. The whole family.
Yep, caller 19, 303-22-ALICE.
Hey, Spadil. You know, you are...
Neat.
Yeah, you're a neat guy. You are a neat guy.
What did I do this time?
Well, sometimes we feel like that some of these friends that you make up don't exist, and that you just like to be a part of the story.
No, he's real. Brad's
real.
I know.
I know. You just told the story about Brad. Brad sits behind the bench, season tickets, right behind Joker and all the players and the coaches and the owners and all that, and how they had a notepad out, and you could see writing down stuff, taking notes, and wasn't happy with the team. That's why the coach got fired. The whole story. Okay?
Yeah.
The whole story. But then we get a text.
Yeah.
And according to the text, there was an article that came out a couple of days ago about a guy that sits behind the bench and knew all about the agent sitting there and taking notes and all that. Pretty much identical to your story.
Yeah, I guess it was on ESPN.
Uh-huh.
There was, that same story.
Yeah.
Could it be that your Brad story might be that you read this story and you're just kind of getting a little...
No, Brad's real, and he just sat in the same place that this reporter sat in.
The guy that wrote the story.
Oh, so I bet he sat on his lap.
Yeah, exactly.
Same seat.
Yeah.
On his lap.
Yeah. The ESPN guy sat on his lap.
Because Brad was like, I got season tickets, man. I'll give you.
I'll get you in, dude.
So that's just a coincidence that somebody says an article came out identical to the story you just told.
Yeah, this is a huge coincidence.
Huge. It happens.
Massive.
Crap happens.
Yeah, it does.
It really does. Tabloid trash is next.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh, yeah, that's me. Duh. Okay, we were talking basketball earlier, and LeBron James, he will become the first male athlete with an official Ken doll.
No kidding.
Yep.
A Ken doll.
Yep. The figure was created as part of Barbie's signature Kenbassadors. It's a Kenbassador collection, which celebrates influential Ken figures who are creating positive change and contributing to a better world. LeBron is contributing to a better world. All he does is lay on the floor and cry and say he's injured.
Yeah. I think that's a better world. I'm with you.
I guess that Ken doll will be just laying sideways.
Is the move here that Barbie's going to start dating NBA players?
Oh, like a Kardashian?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
It might be where we're headed here.
Maybe. Yeah. The collector's item will be available on Mattel's creation site starting April 23rd, priced at $75.
$75?
$75
for a LeBron doll.
Wow. A LeBron doll. Yep. So there you go.
All right.
Do you guys want to be Kenbassadors?
No.
No Kenbassador?
I would like to have a doll that's me, though.
Can't you get bobbleheads made out
of
your
head?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. You can send it in, then they make you a bobblehead.
Yeah, maybe I go that direction.
Yeah, maybe so. What are you going to do with your bobblehead?
I don't know. I'm sure it'd be a collector's. For me.
You okay?
I don't know.
Yeah. Everything's fine. Let's see here. What else was I going to tell you? Denise Richards said her rocky divorce from Charlie Sheen impacted her acting career. The actress said that in the late 2000s, nobody wanted to work with her. They were all pro Charlie Sheen, and she was the bad guy, so she couldn't get any work. And look how that all turned around. Now he can't pretty much get any work, and she's working. She did eventually take back control of her narrative, jumping into reality TV with Denise Richards, It's Complicated, in 2008, all in an effort to show the world who she really was. And now she has a new reality show, too. Actually, last night was the finale or whatever, season finale. And the week before, Charlie was on her reality show.
Yeah.
So
I think it'd be hard for Charlie, though, to get more work because when you see Charlie, you can't think of a character. You just think of Charlie Sheen. You know, so it's really tough for him, I think. He's kind of pigeoned on that, right?
Well, he is 2.5 men in my head.
Yeah. And he can't get away from that.
But, man, I wonder what his checks are like from that, because that's always on.
I don't know.
2.5 men is like, I mean, it's crazy. It's Every always day. On.
It's the same thing with Friends, too. Just those They're two shows always on.
Always, always. All right. Well, let's see here. Oh, the Hawk Dog Girl. Oh, my God. Hawk Dog Girl, I guess she got a movie part or something. Well, no, it's a TV show. She recently landed what appears to be her first ever acting gig in a form of a cameo. Well, it's only a cameo. No, this is not worth talking about. Let me just put that under the pile, okay? Yeah. But I thought everybody was mad at her because she did not a Bitcoin.
The meme coin.
Yeah, the meme coin.
Mm-hmm. She kind of like made it seem like she was being manipulated into doing it. So she like put the pressure off onto these other people and now people aren't as mad at her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Because, I mean, she ripped off a lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of people.
I'm still mad at her.
Yeah.
Did you buy the Hawk Tog coin, did you?
Yes, I did. I sunk myself into that one deep.
Did
yeah.
you?
But yeah. It sounds like she was, like, manipulated into setting up this, basically, it's just a scam.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm still mad at her.
You know what is funny is I was watching, I know, Bravo. Shocker. But I saw a movie trailer and that, remember, Carson, you probably don't, but like 2 or 3 years ago, I told you about that little Irish kid. They're so cute with the glasses.
Yeah.
The red glasses. And I was like, this kid's going to be a star. Sure enough, he's in that movie.
Really?
Yeah, he got that role.
Good for him.
It's crazy how the internet makes like people famous, isn't it? Jeez. He was just a little cute Irish kid with his little accent. And he was on, I followed him on social media because he's just adorable. And now he's a movie star.
Almost overnight, these people, these influencers are just getting big parts and starring in commercials, all kinds of stuff.
Even the record industry has all changed, you know. Benson Boone, he only made it through the internet, you know. It's so crazy. Kylie Jenner, they're saying she's really, really mad at Timothy Chalamet. What are you doing over there? Are you texting your wife?
Jamie.
What?
You're not going to believe this.
What?
Every word that we've said is now in text. Because I cannot turn off the dictation on my phone. And on this, and it's being sent to my wife.
No!
Okay, being sent to my wife. And it talks
Lisa's
about...
Lisa's a whore.
Listen. Remember just before we went on the air and you said how things are going at home?
Oh, no!
Yeah, so it's not as bad as you thought it would be, BJ.
Well, good.
It's all on here.
Well, at least you said positive things about her.
Yeah.
The whole thing's on here.
Didn't we tell you how to go into settings? And
I did it. I turned off dictation. It still does it.
Are you hitting the mic by any chance?
He is.
No. And it was sitting over to the side.
Because once you hit the mic, I mean, it stays on.
No.
I think it's fat fingers.
Okay.
Fat finger.
Just saying, that's what happens.
Oh, man, I can't see that.
See, mine's going on right now, and I did.
Yeah, it's the microphone.
I cannot send what was just put on here. This is going to get me in big trouble.
Well, especially that whore part.
Yeah. No,
without explanation, that's going to be odd. Yeah. And uncomfortable for both of us.
Yeah, it just turned off fast.
Anyway, I guess Kylie's upset because they've been together for a while now, and she wants a ring, and his family is telling him, no, do not put a ring on her finger, because all she is a clout chaser, and basically, if he goes away, I mean, what's she got? I mean, sure, she's Kylie in her lip kit, but what does she do?
Isn't she a billionaire?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. She wants to be famous.
Yeah.
You know?
She wants to be a true celebrity.
Yeah. And so she gets to go to the Oscars on it. As a billionaire, you don't get invited to the Oscars.
Yeah.
You know? So they're saying that he should not put a ring on it because she's a clout chaser. I think we said that before, though.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, yeah. Riding his coattails all the way.
He's
for sure.
So scrawny. And he's so white. Ugh. I mean, there is nothing attractive about that guy.
Nothing.
Nothing. It's just bones and white skin. Ugh, it's like eating a piece of chicken.
Unless it's boneless chicken.
Well, and it's the white meat, yeah. Obviously. Mm. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, Ed Sheeran is gearing up to drop his 8th studio album titled Play. And he said it's going to be his most diverse and playful record yet. So we'll see what happens with that. They said it's really wacky. Some of it's wacky. But I do like the Azizam.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's hard.
That's a good song.
It's really good. I like it a lot. But it's just like, takes you a minute. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
it
takes you a minute. One of Kurt Cobain's guitars is going up for auction. It's a white Fender Stratocaster, which he used and smashed. What? Wait a minute. It's smashed? And the starting bid is $30,000 for a smashed guitar? Wow. Oh, I guess it says, they repaired it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I need to read further.
Yeah, it's
story.
Always that last paragraph.
It really is.
They throw those kickers in there.
Yeah, yeah, they sure did. Anyway, so it's starting, the starting bid is at $30,000 starting today. It's from 1992. We'll see how high that goes up. And then finally for you, the Nuggets, Denver Nuggets. We lost our coach and the general manager. I kind of feel bad for the general manager.
Why?
Because he's not getting mentioned.
Yeah.
It's just the coach.
It's all about the coach.
Well, he's behind-the-scenes guy. It is weird, though, that they let them both go.
Yeah.
On the same day.
I didn't know that they were bickering.
Well, usually it's the general manager that fires the coach.
Yeah.
But somebody fired them all.
Well, they called it a Cold War because, like, Malone wanted players, like, veteran players to be on the team to help Jokic win more championships.
And the other guy wanted young
Booth
and
wanted young players. Yeah. And then Malone wasn't coaching
the
young
article.
Players.
He got that from Brad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We read the same article.
Right, thanks, Spadil.
Yeah.
Inside source.
All right, I'm done. There you go, tablet trash.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. It's going to be very, very windy today, but warm.
BJ and Jamie.
So what do you make of this? China says that TikTok is not for sale.
Well, we knew that kind of.
Yeah, we've been saying that all along since last week when this deadline was coming. Then they kicked it back, you know, that the deadline's been extended.
Well, because remember they said there's no broker and that they went to J.D. Vance and like, we'll buy it. Because like Google went there and Amazon went there and they're like, we'll buy it. And he's like, okay. But well, they don't know who to ask.
But we've also assumed that there's been somebody that's been waiting to buy it. Some bids are in. And again, just like you said, we don't know the full story on this thing. But yesterday, Chinese people came out yesterday and said, we're not for sale. We can go on without America. We can use TikTok around the world. We don't need America on this one.
Yeah.
And so when the next deadline comes along, there's a good chance this thing goes away in America.
Well, Carson's moving to the EU.
Yeah, he may have to. You may
on
have
the
to
next
move.
Flight.
You could move down to Mexico. You'd be good.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Yeah. Or I mean, Canada.
Yeah. Australia. Or Canada. Yeah. Something. Yeah. All right. Here's the guy making the announcement yesterday. This guy, I mean, he really means what he says. He means it.
I felt like there was a cuss word in there.
Was there?
There was a lot of passion.
I don't know Chinese.
I feel like there was.
Spadil, you didn't catch that?
No, there was no curse word.
Yeah, right.
Are you sure about that?
You listen to it again. Listen to it again.
I thought I heard F in TikTok. I sure did.
关于涉及到TikTok的问题, 中方此前已多次阐明了原则立场, 中方将依据中国的法律法规 处理相关问题.
Let me back it up.
Sure.
Hold on. 中方将依据中国的法律法规
Oh, man, I missed that one.
You've got to bleep those. Oh. All right, we'll be right back. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. There you go. The Morgan chair slinging wallet.
Whoa, that was a good one.
I'm upset.
Well, oh, God.
This right here. You remember this?
Is that fox fox mating?
No, they're not mating. It's not fox mating. It's...
Oh, this is from yesterday.
This is yesterday. Yeah. The dire wolf.
Yes.
I feel like we've been duped a bit. Okay?
Why?
Because maybe I didn't listen clearly enough yesterday, but I came in yesterday and I left here yesterday thinking that they really had brought 100% dire wolf out of extinction. 10,000 years it's been gone.
No, they like mixed it with a woof-woof or something. Woof-woof.
And they said that in the report yesterday?
She said, like, if it walks like a duck, talks like a duck, then it's a duck.
Not necessarily.
Even though they mixed some other parts of a real wolf into the dire wolf stuff, she said it's still a duck.
Well, she's lying, because it's not a duck.
That's what she said, though.
No. Take the Affleck duck, for example. He walks like a duck, talks like a duck, but that's not a real duck. Thank you.
Okay. Ooh, Thank you. Good one.
That was a good one. So here's what I'm reading.
He looks like a real duck to me on Affleck.
He's not a real duck.
He is a real duck. On some of the shots, he's a real duck.
Nah, he's green screen.
And then some of it, he's AI, but some of it, he's a real duck.
All right, all right, all right. Listen. Maybe that was a bad example. Okay, listen to me, all right? So yesterday, I'm thinking the dire wolf is back. Schmidel, didn't you think that?
It is.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No. I'm reading into it.
Yes, it is. Play that lady again and listen to what she said.
In a first for science, biotech company Colossal Biosciences says it brought the extinct direwolf back to life.
See?
A species that hasn't walked the earth since the Stone Age.
The direwolf is the first de-extinct species.
Well known from HBO's hit show Game of Thrones. ABC News given exclusive access into Colossal's lab in Dallas, where scientists are using genes from gray wolves to create dire wolves.
We've taken a gray wolf genome, a gray wolf cell, which is already genetically 99.5% identical to dire wolves.
Right.
And we've edited those cells at multiple places in its DNA sequence to contain the dire wolf version of the DNA. That animal looks like a dire wolf, it will behave like a dire wolf, and
Duck.
It is a dire wolf.
Now, 7 months old, dire wolves Romulus and Remus, eating well, and getting bigger every day.
So their DNA reads like a dire wolf. Boom.
Experts are saying, other scientists, maybe they're jealous, I don't know. But they're saying that, no. This is not the actual dire wolf that walked the planet 10,000 years ago.
It's an edited...
This is a hybrid.
Hybrid. That, you plug it in?
No.
It can do both? Gas?
It's a mixture that's not 100% dire
Actually,
wolf.
For the first time I'm hearing, it's not even a mixture. I guess I didn't listen to it well enough either yesterday. I thought there was some form of the DNA of the original, the OG, but there's not.
Not.
It's just the gray wolf that's been edited. The gene has been edited to have the same markers as the dire wolf.
You're catching on. So a duck, it's not.
But
right?
It has the same DNA. If you did its DNA,
it
would come up dire wolf.
Right.
Yeah,
but
they're copying the DNA sequence like completely.
Correct.
Yeah.
But it's not what walked the planet 10,000 years
ago. True.
Ago.
Well,
but
technically,
it has the same DNA.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, it does. She just said that.
Well, it
duck goose.
It has close to the same DNA. But nevertheless, the experts are saying that it's not the same animal. It is not the exact same animal that walked the planet 10,000 years ago. That cannot be recreated, which is kind of good news, which means there's no way to mix anything that's on the planet today to bring back the T-Rex.
Did I tell you guys that the zebra is the only thing out of the horse and the donkey you can't domesticate? And they don't know why.
Isn't did you weird? Know a zebra is not part of the horse family?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah,
but did you know that they tried to domesticate it and that damn thing would not take a saddle?
No kidding.
Yeah,
a zebra?
A zebra.
Did you know that... Look, I know what you're doing. You're getting bored with me, okay? I know what you're doing. I just want to say that I feel like I was duped a little bit, because I felt like it was the exact same animal, and it's not entirely. That's all I'm saying.
Is it the sloth that takes like 6 weeks before it goes poop? Was it the sloth?
I could see that. So
I
slow.
I don't know.
BJ and Jamie.
All right. BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. You can get us there for free, and the podcast will be there after the show today. So don't miss out on that. Anything you missed in the program today, Spadil came running in here just a few minutes ago. He says they put out a warning at the theaters. If you're going to see Minecraft, stop. Stop your chicken choking. Stop it. Stop your chicken jockeying or whatever
called. What was it called?
I don't remember. Hey Spadil.
It's the jockey chicken. Chicken jockey.
Chicken jockey.
Chicken jockey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My bad.
What did you say it was?
I said chicken choking or something like that.
Yeah, no, it's
choking
said,
your
it's chicken jockey.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I
think
computer.
Choking your chicken is different. I don't think they have that on Minecraft.
No, they don't. Yeah.
They don't?
No.
Yeah. No,
yeah.
That's,
I've heard that term. I don't know what it means.
It's an OnlyFans.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So if you're going to the theaters, no. What exactly is the chicken jockeying?
Well, there's a fight scene where Jason Momoa is fighting a bunch of different things from the game. And a chicken jockey is like a zombie character that's in the game. It's a little baby zombie that rides a chicken and you have to like fight it.
Man, what a game.
Isn't there something jockey? What am I thinking of?
Well, there's the spider jockeys too. And those are skeletons that ride spiders.
Yeah.
I don't think she knows about that.
Yeah,
I don't know about that. There's something jockey. No, in the world jockey. That people say something jockey.
Jockey. Oh. Jockey something? For position?
No.
Jockey.
It's like blank jockey. Oh. They're a blank jockey.
Disc jockey?
No, that's not it either.
Like they're a
something.
Shock jock?
That's not jockey.
I don't.
Spadoo, you're a terrible game player. You're just terrible. For a gamer, you're horrible at games.
Jock in it? I don't know.
No.
Anyway, all right. So what's happening?
You're not allowed to chicken jockey. I guess people are getting on other people's shoulders inside the theaters.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, we had a request here. They say that there's a song that's in the movie. I have not seen the movie. My wife. My son, he's 7. He went to see the movie with his friends and loved it. Place was crazy, they said. I've not been, but they say there's a song. Chicken song, is it called?
The Lava Chicken Song.
Song, yeah. Jamie.
Are we going to play it?
I've got a piece of it here. All right. I don't know if it's a full tune or what it is, but here's a piece of the Lava Chicken Song.
La, 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 lava.
That's Jack Black. Yeah.
Wow, that's a real pick me up. I kind of like that.
Yeah. I like it too. It's better than anything we play.
By the way, that was pretty funny. I'm on delay.
Thank you, Jamie. Yeah. Thank you. I got no response from that. You know, not one person even chuckled. Is that Adele?
That was funny. Yeah, that was funny. Yeah.
La, 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 lava.
A question for you.
Yeah.
Okay. You came running in here earlier with a drop that you gave us, okay, that from the movie itself. Why didn't you use the front part of this? I mean, for your drop.
The chicken thing?
Yeah.
I hadn't heard
By the way,
song
the movie's Minecraft, just in case everybody's behind.
Yeah. This right this here, BJ and Jamie.
La, 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 lava.
Yeah, that would have been good.
Yeah, oh, I like that.
That's all you need, man.
I didn't know that existed until like 3 seconds ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you haven't been to the movie
either.
No, I haven't seen it yet.
No,
yeah.
No, so none of us have been to the movie, so we didn't know. But supposedly, from what I'm understanding, people are going crazy over this, and this is what brings out their inner, you know, chicken madness at the theaters.
They're jockey.
I have a bunch of jokes in my head, but I'm not going to do anything.
Good. BJ and Jamie, go see Minecraft. You'll have a great time. We'll be right back.
La, 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 lava. Chicken. Steve's lava chicken. Yeah.
BJ and Jamie.
You know, you're not that far off because it's going to be hot this weekend. Have you seen this?
Yes.
Near
I'm so
90
excited.
For a high. 84, 85, something like that.
I was just telling BJ that I was watching that Sanjay Gupta. He's, don't get mad, that's CNN, but he's the lead medical correspondent for CNN, and there was literally nothing else to watch. So so I was watching him, and he was part of the study for dementia and Alzheimer's and all this stuff, right? And they found that people with more muscle mass and more bone density were least likely to get, you know, Alzheimer's and dementia and stuff. And then he also said one of the first senses or nerves that go haywire are the ones that connect our feet to our brain because we wear shoes too often. So he said, when you're at your house, go completely barefoot.
Okay.
Because it'll keep that nerve intact. I'm telling you, I swear I feel the earth in my shoes. And you know what I mean? Like, I know my feet are acting right in my shoes.
I don't feel like my feet are connected to my brain.
Well, everything's connected to your brain.
I'm just saying. For me, the feeling isn't. I don't feel it. Is what I'm saying.
Oh, well, then take your shoe. Then you really need to take.
So maybe I need to go around barefoot. Yeah. Although I don't have good looking feet. So.
He just said that it'll help keep that nerve intact or whatever, and keep you like it's not that ground. It's not that grounding thing or anything like that. He just said literally you need to that nerve needs to feel.
Maybe I'll give it a try.
Yeah. So.
See if it changes my attitude.
Well, remember, he also is the guy that said if you want, the only way to grow your brain is to use your opposite non-dominant hand or foot.
Huh?
So if you are left-handed, right? Yeah. So start eating and drinking with your right hand.
Or like riding, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And kick with your whatever foot you don't kick with. Kick with the other one.
That'd be so hard to do.
I know, right?
Seems like work.
Well, I kick with my right foot, but if I tried to kick a soccer ball with my left foot.
It'd be terrible.
That would look bad. Yeah.
I actually can do it both ways.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
That's good.
I can hit a golf ball either way.
Nice.
Left-handed or right-handed.
See?
Yeah. I used to switch hit in baseball.
Then I bet you did.
Yeah. I was the team switcher.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
What
do you mean by that?
It's too late. It's gone.
What do you mean?
But anyway, so take off your shoes and socks and walk around your house.
Just be careful of Legos.
All right.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
All right. I want to get back to the Nuggets. I got a question for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Nuggets are a big story this morning. I mean, it is everywhere. Firing the coach, firing the GM, 3 days away or 3 games away from the playoffs and blah, 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 blah. One of the best players in the world is on your team. So there's a lot of talk out there, especially ESPN. It's wall-to-wall coverage
really
over there.
It really is.
And, so here's a question for you. They play tonight in Sacramento. There's a lot of pressure on that team to win tonight.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Which one? Which
our
team?
Our team.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Nuggets. I'm just saying.
I feel like there's more of a pressure for Sacramento because we don't even have a coach.
Well,
we've
got an assistant coach. But when you get to that level in the NBA or the NFL, I don't think a coach matters that much, to be honest with you. I think those guys go out there and they're professionals and they play. But I think if you're the players – and behind the scenes, we speculate that they've kind of called for this action, that the coach be fired. So now the pressure's on you to go out and win without him.
Yeah.
Right?
Because it was a big move.
Yeah.
So you got him before.
Now, if you're the coach, Coach Malone, man, he's hoping they get their butt kicked tonight, doesn't he?
What do you think he's doing? I always wonder that. I don't know why I wonder that. Like, I mean, you know,
According to a text, he's playing pickleball.
Oh, yeah, somebody said that their husband is his pickleball partner.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to have more time.
Do you think he just took off on a Learjet somewhere, like to Hawaii, and just is like, you know what, I'm out of here. I don't want to see the news. I don't want to read about it. I don't want to know anything. Because he does have to find another job.
I think he's interviewing with San Antonio. They have an opening up right now, and a lot of people speculate that's where he's going to go. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what you do.
Take a vacation first. I think you do.
I think you do, too. I think you call up Southwest. Yeah. It's time to get away, you know? I do. I think I'm with Jamie. Yeah. I don't think that you're looking at San Antonio the next day. I mean, that's a hellhole. I think you want to get away.
I think you're
bored of flight and you're off to Zimbabwe or somewhere,
yeah,
you know?
You don't want to watch any of the news.
Yeah, you don't want anything to do with
devastated.
It.
Devastated. I mean, like, he built this. You know, like, this was like his little empire that he built. Like, we all love him.
Now, here's what I've not seen. How much money was this guy making? Anybody know? And then, did he have a contract they have to pay out?
There's a lot of questions.
Is he walking away with, like, $5-6 million?
Schmidel, where are you and your knowledge?
Yeah. Where's you and your friends now?
What did Brad say?
Yeah.
He was making $12 million a year.
And does he have a contract? What did Brad say?
Yeah, what's your buddy Brad say? He sits right behind the bench. He should know this information.
let me get with Brad. I'm DMing him on Facebook right now.
You don't have his actual number?
I thought you guys were best friends.
We are friends from like childhood.
Mm.
Yeah.
Now, $12 million they were paying the coach? Wow.
Not too shabby.
That's pretty good.
Right? Well, he did get us a championship.
I know, but I'm just saying a coach is a coach.
I mean, you have to deal with those egos.
I know, Jamie. Can you imagine being an NBA coach?
No.
I mean, you've got nothing but a team full of LeBron Jameses out there.
Exactly, right?
I mean, it would be just absolutely awful. And I know, I don't know, but I'm guessing the team was behind this. They weren't getting along with this guy, and they went to the owner and said, hey, you got to get rid of this guy and this guy. They're trouble. And they axed him yesterday.
Yeah, and then, but the thing is, we're ranked fourth.
Yeah. Felt like we were doing pretty good.
I felt like we were okay.
I felt like we were on a roll here, but all of a sudden, boom. Okay. And according to Woody Woodpecker Page.
Well, what Woody said, too, is that we lost the locker room. Yeah.
We lost the locker
room. He lost the locker
room. You don't want to lose that locker room, man.
No,
that's where the money is, right? Yes. Here's Woody Woodpecker.
Stan Kroenke and Josh Kroenke didn't make this decision without going to the greatest player in the entire world, and that would be the Joker, Jokic. Are you okay with this move? Jokic probably, in a surrender mode about this season, said, yes, let's try anything. I think they're trying anything. It's the last gasp effort to get something out of this team.
And that'd be a tough call if you're a player. The owners come to you and say, hey, you think we should fire the coach? Mm, yep.
I know,
yep.
Right?
Let him go. Let him go. We don't need him anymore.
Isn't that crazy? And I mean,
it's a wild
and
story.
You probably were like, you were probably buddies while you're winning the
well,
championship.
Well, that's the only coach that he's ever known.
Yeah.
That's crazy,
oh,
isn't
oh
it?
Oh, my God.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Wednesday morning. Another chance at Mumford & Sons tickets coming up at the Slacker Show later this afternoon. Then here on our show again tomorrow morning at 7:20. Mumford & Sons, stand by to win.
BJ and Jamie.
Jamie, you know how I make a list every day?
What?
You know how I make a list every day?
I can't hear you.
Not to say that nobody else does. I'm just saying that every day I come in, I make a list of topics, right?
Yeah, you sure do.
Part of them we get to, part we don't. Because some come off as stupid. Because some come off as stupid, right? And then you have things that you bring to. But I just wanted to mention I've got two things left this morning.
Oh, you do? Okay.
But sometimes you look at your list.
And it just doesn't seem that interesting the next day.
No.
I feel you.
Well, even later that morning.
Yeah.
Because I wrote these down early this morning at 5 a.m., okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the only two things on my list I have left
are.
Did you know there are hard plastics in bratwurst and they're recalling them? Johnson's?
I did. And okay. The cheesy ones.
The cheesy cheddars?
Yeah, the cheddar, yeah.
And the other is dog poop being dropped on Manhattan protesters.
Saw that one too. Wow.
Did you see the video?
No. No, I did not. I didn't want to.
Isn't that illegal? Isn't
well,
that
I'm sure
assault
it is,
in
yeah.
some way? If
of
you knew who
assault.
Did it. Right?
Yeah, yeah
they had these protesters in Manhattan. And, you know, it's nothing but skyscrapers up there. But people live in those skyscrapers, too. So these protesters are down on the street protesting, and they're dropping their dog poop from up at the top of these skyscrapers down on these people.
Have you ever hit anybody from a high-rise on accident?
Like maybe, no.
Maybe with a hot dog?
I don't think I've ever been in a no, where I've had window access.
No. Okay. Just wondering.
Like with a hot dog? What
well,
do you mean?
Well, we were in Vail, and we were all on the deck, and we were all eating hot dogs off the grill or whatever.
Yeah.
And mine just was, something was wrong, and I just threw it, and somebody said, ouch! But I don't know if I really hit him. And it was only three stories
maybe
up.
Maybe it landed like next to him. Like, ah!
I've actually done something like that.
Yeah.
Where were we? I can't remember. But there was a walkway, and it was a bridge walkway. And underneath was a road and a street, and people could walk down there, too. And I've spit off the top before.
No!
And hit somebody on the bottom. Not meaning to. It was not intentional. So there was no assault, you know.
Well,
I mean, I guess you could be charged in a way. But it wasn't meant to be. But I've over the edge and then looked down and, oh, crap. It's hit somebody.
And that brings me to another topic, you which know, is, why do men spit?
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's so dumb.
I
do it all
to.
The time.
Why?
I love to.
You love to?
Yeah.
What's the love of the spit?
I don't know. There's just something about the...
does it make you feel like masculine or something?
I think so, Jamie. I don't know. It's just something I like.
I think
to,
there's
I'll
a
do.
Little bit to that because in hockey all the time, I mean, we spit on the bench, we spit on the ice all the time.
Well,
the game,
what is in your mouth everything. That you need to get rid of? I mean, I understand
just
if you're a woman,
spit.
But what are you guys doing?
I don't know.
It's like marking your territory almost, kind of. That's what it kind of feels like. You're just spitting all over the place.
It's just nasty. Yeah. I just don't
I
get
do.
It.
I do. It's just, I don't know what it is. And I do it out of just habit, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even really have to, but I just do it.
Are you guys, like, pretending you're chewing?
No.
Yeah,
no, I don't pretend. Not that at all.
I mean,
I don't know.
Even going, like, at Ball Arena, you'll see guys spit in the urinal before they start Going to the bathroom, yeah, all the time. And I do it, too.
I think it's just a habit.
It is
I really do. I don't think that it's anything that you're doing intentionally. It's just a habit that happens over time.
My mouth is not moist enough to collect spit.
Mine is.
Yeah, I got a lot.
Mine is, too.
That's so hot.
Yeah. I can spit right now.
Yeah, spitters. We're spitters.
I'm thinking about spitting right now.
My son does. Little frog. Frog 7.
Really?
No!
Yeah, he spits.
It's nasty. Don't you guys understand it's nasty? It's just your saliva's everywhere.
Yeah, but it's mine, so it's not nasty.
But it is. Like, I see it in the parking lot, and I'm like, why would somebody just spit in the parking lot? I have to step over it.
I guess I've never thought about it like that.
It's gross.
It is.
I mean, what if women just start...
No, you're right, though. You're right. And sometimes, I don't know, guys, if you've ever done this before or not, but sometimes I'll be in the parking lot here or wherever and have that, you know, that urge... You know, that urge to, and boom, it'll hit somebody's car.
Oh. What?
Yeah.
You're spitting on cars?
Not intentionally, Jamie. I'm not that kind of guy.
My God.
But I've had accidental spits before. Accidental.
You have projectile spits?
Yeah. And sometimes it'll hit things that it's not intended for, you know?
I think like all women, okay, you know what? You know how everybody does protesting and stuff?
Yeah.
I think all women, starting today, would just start spitting. Just.
If you don't mind.
Yeah, that was so.
Yeah,
sorry,
you can get that all over the place in here.
Sorry.
If you don't mind, you've proven your point. Okay.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A little juicy.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
What? What happened?
I've got to go in and look for Monster Jam tickets. I was seeing if we had any here at the radio station.
Yeah.
We don't.
So,
and I told Frog I'd take him to Monster Jam. So
is that the one?
That's the big boy down at the stadium.
That one's good.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. There's one that they have at you know, where they have the horses and all that. What's that place called?
The Stock Show.
Yeah, Stock Show. And I think my son and I, we almost passed out from the carbon monoxide.
Yeah.
Ooh, it was. They need to open those doors.
I went to one at Ball Arena.
Yeah.
That one is not as good because they just don't have enough room and you're indoors.
Well, you also get dizzy and you're like, I think I'm being poisoned.
Yeah. It's not healthy for the children.
No, it's really not. I'm like, can you open those fumes. Doors? My God. All right. Anyway, couple of things. First of all, if you are flying Delta Airlines, they've come out with a new thing in my Bob, which is you have got to get your bags checked at least 45 minutes before your flight takes off, or else they will not take them with you on the plane.
Why?
Because they're trying to streamline their efficiency, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So it's a new rule that they've made. And if you're flying out of JFK, it has to be on the airplane 60 minutes before.
That's fair.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I think it's fair. Yeah.
Unless you're running late.
Well, if you're running late, it's on you.
Well, now if you had a flat tire.
I'm just saying.
Ah!
They've still got an airplane that has to take off, Jamie.
Yeah, so it's a new rule. Domestic only, 45 minutes before the flight. JFK, 60 minutes before the flight. Right before we came to air, I will tell you that Carson just said the weirdest thing to me. He said that Barack Obama is trying to dig himself out of Michelle's hole.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, go ahead, Carson.
He's dug himself a hole, and he's trying to get out of it. That's why these whole... You know, divorcing rumors, what's going on with their relationship are flying around that he's apparently dug himself a hole and now he's trying to get out of Michelle's hole.
I just looked at him and I was like, yeah, okay. So, but you know, there's never been any scandal with him as far as like, you know, we had Donald Trump, obviously, right? I mean, he's cheated on his wife even while she was pregnant. We had Bill Clinton, who was a hello cigar boy.
Yeah, right? That Billy.
And who was before Clinton?
JFK?
No.
Yeah, it was a long time before.
Was it a Bush?
It was maybe a Bush.
Yeah, I think it was Bush.
I don't think he had any scandals, right?
No, I don't know. Think
and so. Then Reagan, he had dementia, and Nancy was running the show. Yeah. But Barack hasn't had any, like, scandals.
No.
You know, there hasn't been any other woman's. There hasn't been any other woman's we've heard of.
Right.
You know? We've heard maybe some men, but not women's.
Yeah. We've heard of the bathhouses.
Well, I didn't hear that, but okay.
Well, that's the men portion you're talking about.
Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know why he's in her hole.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Get out of that hole.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I feel like I like Michelle Obama. I know you guys, whatever. I'm not allowed to say it. But I do like her because I saw her on Ellen and she was pretty darn funny. And I just liked her vibe. But I do kind of feel like this is suspect because apparently her podcast isn't doing so well. And it seems very odd timing that this is like a whole thing and her podcast isn't doing well. And what do you do when your podcast isn't doing well? You create a little scandal, you know?
Yeah.
Just a little.
I could see that.
Yeah. Just so people are like, wait, what's she talking about? You know, that whole thing.
Right.
Just like Meghan Markle. Yesterday it came out about her podcast that she had. Like, I don't know, something wrong with her.
She had some type of medical issue or
something?
Yeah,
she had, the one where you all the water, you gain a bunch of water and you also have sadness. I don't know what it was. Something.
I don't know.
She was sad and bloated. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've been there before. Sad, bloated,
right?
Preeclampsia?
Yeah.
Postpartum, yeah.
Preeclampsia, postpartum, yeah. She just... Anyway, Next Gen is a new show coming out. It's called Next Gen NYC, and it's basically the Bravo Housewives kids.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's going to come out. But they also have a bunch of influencers, and it's about all these kids in New York City trying to find their way.
You think it's going to work?
Nope.
I don't either.
Sounds lame.
Yeah.
In my opinion. Let's see here. This is a sad story. Sorry to tell you about this, but two ex-MLB players were killed in that Dominican Republic nightclub roof. Did you see that they actually have footage of it falling down and collapsing?
Yeah, I did.
Holy crap.
One played for the Rockies.
Oh, no.
At one point, yeah.
The one guy, he was a pitcher for the Colorado Rockies.
That's so sad.
And he died in this thing. Yeah.
It was like just a music festival. It was really innocent, you know, like everybody's just having a great time and they don't know why, but the roof, it just collapsed down on everybody.
I know why. If you look at all the buildings around it, they were shanties. Well, I mean, they don't look like they're very safe at all.
Yeah.
And this building obviously looked like these buildings around it. And the roof, I mean, it was a really bad structure.
We stayed at the Nickelodeon Dominican, and my son was swimming in the you know, we had one of those really cool pools that you, like, you step out of your room and you get into the pool, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And he was swimming with his goggles on, and he found two nails in the pool.
Oh. No kidding. I will say this. I've been to the Dominican Republic one time, and when you leave the resort areas and you get into the main area of the island itself, it's very poor. I mean, it's one of the most impoverished places that I've ever been to.
Yeah, and everybody rides on the top of these trucks. These trucks have, like, tarps on them, and that's how they get rides. They all pile up on top of the tarps.
Nothing looks safe.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't at all. But and it's
this is tragic, though.
Yeah,
you've got
awful.
And I think what wasn't like
people.
How many people?
98.
So far. Oh, wow. The last I saw was 44.
Yeah.
98 people?
Yeah.
Wow. So.
More than 160 were injured. Here's one weird one. So there was like a congresswoman type girl, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And she was at the bottom of the pile, and she called the president of the Dominican, saying that she's trapped under there.
No kidding.
She ended up dying.
Yeah.
Isn't that awful?
Wow.
She called saying, please, you got to help, you got to help. She ended up, you know, passing away.
Well, there's like three or four of those stories. That baseball player that died, that played for the Colorado Rockies, they say that they could hear him yelling for help.
Oh, God.
But before they could get him out of the rubble, he'd already passed away. And then there's another guy, the other baseball player, and I forgot his name, Boone or something like that. This guy, he was safe, got outside a building and ran back in to save someone that was screaming for help. He went back into the building, and that portion collapsed and killed him. And the other guy that was screaming, he lived.
Oh, my gosh.
So
really?
Just That's weird awful. Stories coming out of there.
Yeah. There's also another weird story that a ransom gang known as Medusa is hacked into NASCAR, of all places. You just don't think of, like, Medusa digging NASCAR.
No. You don't think people mess with the NASCAR boys.
Yeah, so they went on the dark web, and Medusa alleged to have in its possession more than 1 terabyte of data, demanding $4 million from NASCAR. I don't know. It says they have internal documents containing names, phone numbers, and email addresses of employees and NASCAR sponsors. They said that they're going to charge $1,000 per day until NASCAR pays the $4 million, and they have a clock that's ticking.
I don't think these people know what NASCAR is worth. $1,000 a day?
No, $100,000.
Oh, $100,000. I thought you said $1,000.
No, $100,000.
I was going to say, wait a minute.
Yeah. No, it's $100,000.
All right.
$4 million. So we'll see what happens with that.
They'll have to pay up, probably.
I guess so. Britney Spears is real mad because she said that she's pretty. And you are pretty, Britney. Don't let anybody get you down like me. Because I did say your teeth were jacked up.
Yeah.
So I apologize. Britney Spears is real sad because she was rambling on and on about how people were saying that her hair looks horrible, that her accent is fake, and that her teeth are jacked up. And here's kind of a little bit of it, if you have it.
I do?
Okay.
Where's it at?
I think it's in there. You played it earlier.
I did?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on 1 second. Let me find this. No, I don't have it over here. Oh, here it is.
Okay.
Yeah. Spadil played it from his room first.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
I really want my nails back. I bet all my nails look like a I want my nails back. And I guess I should just go get nails.
You know, that almost sounded like that. I want my baby back, baby back,
oh,
baby
kind
back.
Of, yeah,
listen
kind
to
of,
the
yeah,
way
okay,
she
sure.
says, I want my nails back. Want nails back. Listen to this.
I really want my nails back. I bet all my nails look like a I want my nails back.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I guess I should just go get nails.
Oh,
I can do it. I swear to God. I don't want to. It takes forever to get your nails done. And my bangs are pretty. I need a fancy. Oh, mamacita.
She needs to be unfreed.
Yeah.
Unfree Britney. That's my new slogan. Right?
She's hard to even understand.
Yeah.
I mean, she's out there.
She's British and a baby. Yeah. I don't know what the... And then finally, your guys are not even going to believe this.
What?
And it's breaking news, and I should have probably led with it.
What?
Ben Affleck is dating Angelina Jolie.
No.
Yeah.
What?
You've got to be kidding.
Yep. You heard it here. I'm not even kidding. Apparently, they have been hooking up secretly. They kind of wanted to keep it on the down low. And I didn't know this, but I guess he's had a kind of a thing for her for a while.
Ben.
Huh. Ben. And Angelina Jolie.
Wow.
I could see that, though.
That's power.
But she has a lot of kids.
She does.
Yeah.
They're about grown, though, aren't they?
They're
out of the house.
So, yeah. I think there's a couple of teenagers.
Yeah,
left.
That's a power couple there.
That Woo! Would be crazy, Man. Wouldn't it? That would piss off J-Lo so bad.
Yeah.
You don't see it?
I just don't see them dating. Yeah, that's a weird combo.
Why?
There.
She's all, you know,
I think so.
She's kinky and stuff.
Yeah.
And he's grumpy.
Right.
I don't know why you don't see it.
No, I see it. I see. I mean, she's been with Brad Pitt. I mean, that's not too far from Ben Affleck.
Well, and Billy, Billy Bob Thornton. He was grumpy.
Remember, they had all that blood around her neck with that necklace, Norman?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's pretty wacky. I could see it.
I like this. I don't know why. I mean, I guess because J-Lo's going to be like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'm with you.
And I don't know why. I have nothing against J-Lo.
No, but I feel like that it's almost like it completes Ben's comeback.
Yeah.
From the divorce.
Maybe that's it.
It completes it, man. Because he upgraded.
He did. Now, Brad's going to have to trade in his no-namer for somebody.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that's what's going to happen here.
I don't really think she's that hot, that girl that Brad's with.
Brad Pitt?
Yeah. Have you guys seen her?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, she's just kind of meh.
She's pretty hot.
I mean, it is Brad Pitt.
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
You think so?
I mean, she's all right. I mean, Brad Pitt could do better.
Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
He should get with Jessica Simpson.
Are you done?
I am. There you go, Tablo Trash.
BJ and Jim. I just want to mention one more time, because you guys are going to be blown away if this happens, my vision board for tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? I mentioned this early. I mean early, like 6:15 this morning. I've gone out, and for the first time ever, I have purchased. And this is a big shout out to the Colorado Lotto, okay?
Right. Yep.
But I did a $50 purchase on tickets, all quick picks, for the Colorado Lotto tonight because it is now at $10 million.
And BJ's always felt like this is the one that he's capable of winning.
Yeah, it's better odds. Yeah. Not great odds, but better odds than some of the big boys like the Powerball or the Mega Millions. The state lottery, it usually just teeters right around $1 million or maybe $2 million on a good day, but now it's at $10 million.
And it's weird because I've never wanted to buy that ticket, but now today, because you feel like you're going to win, I'm going to go buy $50.
What the hell's that all about?
I think that's a great idea. I might do that too.
Because you know what I mean? Like, maybe I want the feeling. Yeah.
Well, why don't you go buy $50 worth? Carson, you buy $50 worth.
It.
And we all...
No.
I would ask.
It's only $10 million, and that's before taxes.
I know, but I'll end up having to pay the taxes on it, and you guys will get the good stuff.
I do think these lotteries sometimes they kind of piss me off. To be honest,
okay.
They do. They do because I don't like the if you take the cash, you're only going to get half.
Yeah. Well, that's not the lottery. That's the government.
No. That's the lottery. That's a lottery. Then you pay taxes on half. You don't even get it.
Wait, what?
If you take cash out, you only get half.
Oh, that way. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you take the cash, so sometimes I feel like it's a little bit dangling of a carrot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I could live on $5 million.
So
don't get me wrong.
So did you do cash or annuity?
I would do cash.
Yeah?
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I'd do cash. Although, I think that if you won... Boy, I don't know. I think you'd have to reach out to a professional, in order to find out.
The way the stock market's going right now, I don't know if you want that cash. Yeah. Unless you're going to buy a property.
You're right. Yeah. Now, here's the calculation from what I understand. If you win $1 million, the annuity is $40,000 per million. Okay? So if you did an annuity on $10 million, mm-hmm. you're looking at $400,000 a year.
Nice. For how long?
10 years.
10 years.
I could do
right?
that.
I don't know.
I could no, 20 years. I'm sorry. 20 years.
Are we doing math?
20 years.
Math is hard.
But you see what I'm saying? So I don't know. I don't know what you'd do. Either way, go get your tickets.
Yeah, get your
yeah.
Yeah.
$10 million tonight with
the
Colorado Lotto.
I think $5 million is a better deal than the $400 a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd have $5 million, then you pay taxes on it.
Right.
But you'd have $5 million, so 3.5. High quality
mutual fund back in the day.
Or you'd get $400,000 a year for 20 years.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know.
Tough decision,
so,
man.
So, but anyway, what we were talking about at the beginning is he's making a vision board because that's how much he believes he's going to win.
Yeah, I feel good about it. I've never bought $50 worth of tickets.
What made you do that? What's going on? There's something...
Vibe.
Something at home?
It's a vibe. No. Just a vibe. In my gut, I feel like I'm going to win this thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Just a vibe.
Yeah, vibe.
Huh. Wait, let me see.
I got the BJ vibe.
I'm going to buy them and see if I get the vibe. I'll let you know.
BJ and Jamie.
Boom. BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. You can get the app for free for your phone. We'll put the podcast up there just after 10 o'clock, so just over 30 minutes from now. I wanted to play this again because I love it, the chicken song.
Oh, it is a good song.
Because a lot of people are going to go to the movies this weekend and see Minecraft.
Right.
It was a huge movie last weekend.
Sorry, what?
Huge. Last weekend on its debut, $157 million. My kids saw it.
Yeah.
Loved it. And I guess the theaters go crazy. They're doing this chicken jockey thing inside the theaters, right?
Yep.
And now, according to Spadil, they've been warned to stop doing it. You're interrupting all the other patrons that are there, right?
Yeah, there was an official warning this morning to stop doing the chicken jockey thing, stop throwing popcorn everywhere, all that stuff.
This warning was everywhere. I mean, it is top news on Fox News, CNN, everywhere. Stop. Stop the chicken jockey.
Yeah, because it's where you get on somebody's shoulders.
You can't be doing that in the theater.
That just seems weird. Yeah.
And throwing popcorn all over the place.
You stop. Yeah, you bump into somebody and they spill that $40 bucket of popcorn. you know, the collector's
Minecraft one. Yeah,
yeah, the collector's bucket. But they are saying that this song right here from the movie is just taking off like wildfire.
I love it.
This is great. La 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 lava. We've not seen the movie, so Spadil explained to us that they throw their chicken into the lava to cook it.
Did he say it's lava o'clock?
Is that what he says?
I don't think he says lava o'clock.
Oh.
Yeah.
O'clock. Lava o'clock? I don't know.
It's a lava chicken. Right? Yeah.
La 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 lava chicken.
Does say it.
Lava right o'clock. There.
Lava o'clock. Yeah. Sure does.
Sure does. Right.
Spadil.
Attack. He says lava attack.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
It's no, it says lava o'clock.
No, it's a lava attack. Oh, he's definitely saying attack.
We've got a controversy, yeah. Folks.
Oh, I feel like I don't care.
Super spicy. It's a lava attack.
Either way, it's a great song. I like that song.
It reminds me when Jamie's kind of dumb.
Yeah, the chicken song from Minecraft. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Boom, boom, boom. Man, you are tired, Jamie.
You know what's funny is I woke up at 2 and I never went back to bed.
Oh.
And that's the worst. Because then you say, you go, Alexa, what time is it? And then she tells you, you're like, oh my God, Alexa, what time? Oh, she keeps saying that. It's like, oh, what was that?
I'm just yawning too because you're making me tired. All this Alexa talk and waking up at 2 a.m.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah, I couldn't sleep. But anyway, I'm going to take a little nap today.
Good. Good show today. It was a lot of fun today.
We had a good time.
All right, today is Wednesday. Let's see here. Is there anything on the plate today? Oh, Slacker Show. With another chance to win those Mumford & Sons or stepsons. We don't know who he's bringing.
Well, I think they're bringing the whole family.
We know Mumford's going to be here, so we don't know if it's the son, stepsons, wife, ex-wife. We don't know. But you got a chance of tickets coming up later on this afternoon. And then we will have another pair tomorrow morning at 7:20.
And please be very, very, very careful because it's like a fire danger today.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, because it's going to be like 20-mile-per-hour winds, so... High fire danger. Yeah.
Very windy.
Yeah.
They say you're not going to lose your patio furniture, but it's going to be breezy.
Yep.
Very breezy
today.
That's exactly
what they said.
All right, you guys have a great day today. Enjoy. We will see you back here tomorrow. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.